Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Liz Tran's AQ. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book change how you think about the word strength?
Hey there, Sam. It really did. I used to think strength was about toughing things out, but Tran flips that completely. She says AQ, adversity intelligence, is about softening and not hardening. And I think that's huge.
Right. She starts by questioning why so many brilliant people crumble under pressure, while others who aren't as smart just keep rising. It's like IQ only gets you so far, and then AQ takes over.
Exactly. And her core idea is that struggle isn't the exception, it's the default. We're constantly hit with small and big adversities, and the difference is how we relate to them.
Yeah, she says the goal isn't a life without problems. That's a fantasy. The goal is to become someone who can meet any problem with grace. I love that.
She introduces this framework that starts with reclaiming authorship of your life. Instead of being the victim of your circumstances, you're the author. It's not about positive thinking, it's about redirecting your focus.
When adversity hits, our instinct is to stare at the problem, the unfair boss, the bad economy. But Tran says that's a trap. The only thing we control is our reaction, so we have to shift inward.
Yes, and she emphasizes that this isn't a mental trick. It's a physical practice. Your nervous system is the silent conductor of resilience. When you perceive a threat, even an email, your body goes into fight or flight.
And that makes it impossible to think clearly. So she talks about regulating the nervous system with simple things, conscious breathing, grounding your feet, splashing cold water on your face. It's like an emergency brake.
Once you're calm, then you can reframe the story you're telling yourself. She says every adversity comes with an internal narrative, and it's almost always distorted, catastrophizing, personalizing, assuming it's permanent.
So instead of "this is a disaster," you ask, "what is this trying to teach me?" Instead of "it's all my fault," you ask, "what factors outside my control contributed?" That shift is a rewiring.
Right. And it moves you from a fixed mindset, where your abilities are static, to a growth mindset, where every challenge is an opportunity to expand.
One part one really loved was her take on community. She says the lone hero myth is dangerous. True resilience is forged in connection. When you're struggling, your instinct is to withdraw, but that makes everything worse.
Absolutely. She says the bravest thing you can do is reach out and say, "I need help." That vulnerability actually releases oxytocin and calms your stress response. People with high AQ have strong support networks.
Then there's radical responsibility. And she's careful to say it's not about blaming yourself for everything. It's about owning your response. If someone is rude to you, you're not responsible for their rudeness, but you're responsible for how you react.
That's incredibly empowering. It strips away the energy we waste on blaming and complaining and channels it into our next move.
She applies AQ to work too. Instead of hiding weaknesses, she says to embrace the learning zone. Be willing to fail publicly. Ask for feedback that stings. Take on projects slightly beyond your skill level.
And in relationships, high AQ means staying connected during conflict. When you feel attacked, you pause and choose curiosity over judgment. You ask, "What's the need underneath this frustration?"
That's so hard to do in the moment, but she makes it sound like a skill you can practice.
And that practice is all about micro choices. She says AQ isn't built in one heroic moment. It's built in the hundreds of small choices you make every day. Taking 3 deep breaths before replying to an email. Choosing a walk instead of doom scrolling.
Yeah, like small weights in a gym. Each one feels inconsequential, but over time, they build a massive reservoir of resilience. So when the big crisis hits, you're not scrambling, you're just drawing from a well you've been filling for years.
The book really redefines strength. It's not about gritting your teeth and powering through. It's about softening, listening, connecting, and letting life break you open where you need to grow.
I think my biggest takeaway is that I don't have to fear struggle anymore. I can actually use it as raw material for transformation. That's a huge shift for me.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
Yeah, check it out. But for now, the real gem from AQ is that pain can have meaning. Struggle can be your teacher. You could be the captain of your ship, no matter how rough the seas get.
And that's the gift of high AQ. It doesn't promise a life without pain, but it promises that you can dance in the rain. We'll see you in the next one.